Hi Lester, how are you feeling this morning?
We've just made history today. The journey that we've been on, it's incredible.
Leicester City have defied the odds to win the Premier League for the first time in the club's history.
We're all going on the European Tour, the European Tour, the European Tour.
It prompted big celebrations overnight for fans in pubs at the King Power Stadium and even at Jamie Vardy's house in Melton.
Cannot describe how I feel right now. We're just glad to be champions.
Like, you can't describe it. It's out of the world. No one would have believed that Leicester would win it.
It's Bank Holiday Monday. People should be in bed, getting ready for work and look at the place.
More Capitals. Laura Barton is in the city this morning at the market, where it's fair to say it's a little quieter than it should be this morning.
There are definite signs that a good time was had here last night. No doubt there'll be more than a few sore heads this morning after the scenes of celebration. Fans were in tears outside pubs and partied outside the King Power Stadium and even climbed the city's clock tower when they learned the news.
And it could be the start of things to come for the side. The side have got the Champions League to look forward to next season. Capital's Amy Stubbs has more.
The win's the first time a club who haven't won the Premier League before have done so since Nottingham Forest under Brian Clough in 1978. As this pundit in America puts it, that's quite rare.
As unlikely as a minor league baseball team winning the World Series.
Boss Claudio Ranieri says he never thought it would happen. Ex-Foxes midfielder Muzzy Izzet says it's been an incredible campaign.
It's been a monumental effort from them. The effort they've put in all season, the fans as well. I've been there to watch some of the games and the fans have been incredible. It's been like a 12th man sometimes. So congratulations, boys.
It's thought the club being in the Premier League this season's brought in more than £16 million for the city's tourism industry this year. Scott Knowles is from the East Midlands Chamber of Commerce. He says that total will only rise with Champions League games next year.
The estimates really in terms of playing in the Champions League, you know, that could bring in an additional, you know, £5 to £6 million to the city over the next season. Clearly there's benefits to the county in terms of the wider tourism offer.
Amy Stubbs reporting there, and Adele's tweeted a congratulations saying, "What an inspiration, the best story ever." Riyad Mahrez has simply put, "Champions, thank you everyone." And there's the small matter of the Open Top Bus Parade to celebrate and the lifting of the trophy this weekend. Check out all the pics and videos from last night's on Twitter at Capital EM News.